This Seattle Medium podcast is sponsored by the Port of Seattle.
Hi, my name is Mian Rice, the Diversity of Contracting Director for the Port of Seattle. As a public agency, the Port of Seattle serves the community, and our investments should benefit everyone who lives and works here. The Port is committed to equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to leveling the playing field. That means continuing to open doors to contracting opportunities to all, especially women and minority-owned and disadvantaged businesses. How can you participate? List your business in Vendor Connect, a database of contractors. Attend Port Gen workshops to learn how to do business with the Port. Learn more about contracting opportunities at portseattle.org. For more information on operating a concessions at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, visit lease.ctacshops.com.
The Washington State Housing Finance Commission has a program to provide support and federal relief funds to qualified Washington homeowners who are behind on their mortgage due to hardships. And with this morning to talk about the program is Linda Taylor, Director of Housing for the Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Just great.
That's good. Linda, this program, I believe, was scheduled to go away in April or May, but I understand that they have extended it.
Right. We got an extension, but that doesn't mean the money might not run out before the extension comes. That's why that's the urgency right now. It was actually scheduled to go away April of this year.
Wow. And Linda, you're a big proponent of this program. What is it about this program that you really like?
Everything about this program. It's very simple to get involved with this program. You call us up at 206-461-3792, press 0 and say you're behind on your mortgage payments, your property taxes, or your homeowner association fees. And we'll help you pay them up to $60,000.
Wow. And, well, Linda, I'm sorry, let's back up just a little bit.
Okay.
Because we forgot to even talk about the name of the program. So.
Okay. I'm just so excited about the program. It's just such a good program, and it's been going on, and not enough people are taking advantage of it. It's called the Homeowners Assistance Fund, and the short form is HAF, Washington HAF,
H-A-F. All right. And
but it stands for Homeowners Assistance Fund.
All right. And you kind of started talking about this a little bit. What types of resources are available to the program?
Well, the resources available to the program, you have to own the home, of course, in Washington State. We will pay mortgage payments, so you do need to be behind in your mortgage payments. We will pay your property taxes, but you do need to be behind in your property taxes. And we will pay homeowners association fees, but you must be behind. So we only bring you current. And then we work out a plan that hopefully you can carry it on. And if you cannot carry it on, we help you exit that house gracefully.
All right. And then you kind of talked about who is eligible for the program. Are there any other eligibility requirements than what you've already talked about, just being a homeowner in the state of Washington?
You just must be the homeowner. Of course, if you're dealing with an estate, you must be the executor of the estate. But you just must be in total control, have total control. I've dealt with someone that was the power of attorney for their parents, but their parents did live in the home, so that was the eligibility. But it's just it must be your house. It must be your primary residence.
And Linda, we've had this conversation before about the resources that are available through programs like this, and we talked about the lack of people who are eligible to take advantage of these programs, taking advantage of them, particularly people in African-American and other underserved communities, you know, and we see so many people who, you know, wind up, you know, selling their home, and in other cases, just walking away from their home when they could have, you know, gotten this assistance that they needed to be able to catch up and put forth a plan for them to maintain their home on a long-term basis as opposed to just a short-term stopgap.
Chris, that happens every day. People just walk away. They get tired. They get stressed out. And we relieve some of that stress by giving you, number one, the first thing we do is give you hope that there is hope, because there is. There's help out there for you. And so that's the first thing we work on, is really, really trying to calm you down. Because, you know, someone losing their home, that's no joke. And so I'm sure the stress is there, and the stress has been there, and the shame, and hiding it, the fact, a lot of people just hide it from themselves and believe it'll go away, and it doesn't. And so we relieve that. I had a young lady tell me that the other day, how much hope I had given her just with the conversation. Things are working out for her fine. She had inherited the house, and the paperwork just wasn't right. So therefore, they weren't accepting her payments, so she got behind. And it's not much money that she's behind. It's just the fact that it was growing and they weren't accepting her money. So we got in there, helped her out, and we're on a good path right now.
Right. And I think that's a good point, Linda. I think people need to take consideration that there is a point where the mortgage companies will stop taking payments if you're behind. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have options to get back on track
at that point. Yes.
Yeah.
Plenty of options. Generally, it's 3 months, but I have seen them do it less than 3 months. You need to read your deed of trust carefully to see, but 3 months is generally when they start the procedure. They will issue you a notice of default. And then they will give you 30 days from that notice before they issue the foreclosure notice. Well, in all that time, you are eligible for what's called mediation. And that stops the clock on the foreclosure at any point in time, the notice of default or the notice of foreclosure. And we sit down with mediation and we work this out. And oftentimes we go through mediation and apply for HAF, the Washington Assistance Fund, at the very same time. So when you come out of mediation, you will have already paid. You don't have to make arrangements to pay or have all that back payment on you. Yeah.
Right.
So they work together.
Yeah. And Linda, as it relates to the HAF funds, is this a loan that will need to be paid back?
No, it is not. No, it is not. That is a good question. The best question, actually. No, it's not. It's an assistance fund. We pay it, it's done. We file no paperwork against your property whatsoever. We catch you up.
It's
some pandemic funds.
Okay.
Most
and is
states
there a cost
are finished
associated?
With theirs. Pardon me?
Is there a cost? Any cost associated with it at all?
Oh, no. We have very few programs that we charge for in Washington at the Urban League, period. I don't think there's any reverse mortgage, and that's about all. But the Washington HAF is free. And if anyone approaches you about doing paying to get the Washington HAF, it's a scam. It's fraud. Please report that, because there are some companies out there saying that they can apply, get you money, but it costs. And that is a scam.
Linda, you know, and I think this is an important thing, but I don't want to come across like I'm just, you know, saying, yay, yay, Urban League, and yay, yay, Linda Taylor and the job that you guys are doing, even though you guys are doing an outstanding job. You know, when it comes to issues like this with housing, when it comes to having access to this, the HAF funds, when it comes to foreclosure prevention, when it comes to housing, you know, the Urban League is one of the most valuable resources in the state of Washington. That's not me saying that, but you're looking at people who are working in this space, You're looking at the Attorney General's office. You're looking at the state of Washington. You're looking at King County, looking at the city of Seattle, and all the people in this space all point to the program at the Urban League as being one of the most efficient, one of the most effective programs here in the area. And I don't understand why people would want to try and swear because they think they're going to, you know, the pasture is greener on the other side. You guys have HUD-certified counselors who are helping people work through this, and you have a tremendous track record. And it's, you know, you and it's people from outside of our community, you know, flood your guys' phone lines all the time. And so I think that, you know, you got a lot of people like you talked about it being prideful for whatever reason, don't know where to go, don't know where to look. And we've got one of the best resources right here in our community through the Urban League.
And I thank you for that, Chris. Thank you for that. We've educated many people to purchase a home. We do it online and in person and in Spanish. Our Spanish program, we have 15 people in the home ownership program for Spanish speakers last weekend. I was shocked. We've never had that many. We've had that many in English speaking. And they're coming forward. We've really built up a robust Spanish-speaking team. And people are coming. People are coming. A young lady spoke to me the other day and said, thank you for saving my home. You guys saved my home 2 years ago. I had no idea we did. We just do the paperwork. We do the paperwork. Although we do stop and get into it to see how you got there, because you might have a high water bill, and that could be a leak, and we will help get you someone to fix that leak and get you that money back. You might qualify for the senior tax exemption. We will help you file that and get you 3 years back money if you qualify. So there, we do look into other things that could be going on, and I quote those examples because those are things that have happened. Young lady had a leak in her water and had been paying this high water bill for 2 years. So, and that was her problem, yes. It was a, it was a small leak, but it was making her water bill go up. So it's just all kinds of reasons that we try to dig into them as best we can. And we have a resource person that helps with all of those other resources. To do that, I'm starting a new program. If you got time for it, where it's going to be a pilot. We're going to take 10 seniors that have reverse mortgages and spend up to $10,000 on their needs in their home. And it's mainly safety and sanitation needs of their home. The first thing we do, of course, is we'll have a inspection of the home. And that'll be a professional inspector. So if anybody out there with a reverse mortgage is interested, especially in the central area, it gets priority, please call me. And you can call my cell phone for that, 206-353-8303. We have one senior on the roll right now, so there are 9 spots available.
All right. Well, Linda, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show and getting this information out to our community. I'm going to ask you to give the contact information out once again.
Okay. The Urban League's number is 206-461-3792. And don't forget to press 0 and ask for Washington Half or ask for the mortgage department, or you can ask for me if you like. And we'll get you to the right place.
All right. Linda, I want to thank you for joining us on today's show and have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for continuing to get the word out to the people. If it wasn't for you, I don't know where our community would be. So thank you.
Thank you for that.